And so, yes, that is amazing. But again, even more so is what these demons say. And so stick with me here because this will be worth it. And please look again at verse 29. But before we even reread that, just think of this. So the reason why this story in particular and what these demons say here is so insightful is because in what they say, again, they clearly reveal that before Jesus says anything, right, they already know who he is. Right? They already know who he is. And we know that by what they say, right? That's clear. They call him the Son of God. They know he has such power. But especially what's so fascinating about that is when we try to consider why that is. Why that is. Because think about it. These are demons. These are demons, which means that these are fallen angels. Okay? The Bible's clear about that. Which also means that at one point, they were normal angels. Okay, they were in God's presence in heaven. Whatever exactly that means, they were in God's presence. And so think of it. That being said, the fact that they were one time in God's presence means that they know who the one and only God is. Okay, they've been in his presence. And therefore, they know that God is, and he always has been, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is who God is. And so get this, they have been in God's very presence. And therefore, church, in history here, in this story, here comes Jesus. And before he even says anything to them, boom, these demons know who he is. God is here. The Son of God, they say. Because again, think about it. They've seen this person, capital P before. They've been in his presence. And now on earth, they see him walking toward them, and they know that this is God himself. This is the very Son of God. And that's then why they say what they say in verse 29. So now follow what they say there. They first cry out, "What have you to do with us?" Which is just an idiom, a saying back then, meaning don't bother us. Then they actually say who he truly is, which no one really knows at this point in Jesus' ministry. They call him, "Oh, Son of God." And then get this, and this is fascinating. Then they say, "Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Meaning first on that, they say, "You've come here." And notice that small word here. And most people agree that is not them talking about the land of the Gadarenes. That is them talking about earth. What are you doing here, O Son of God? We know who you are. Why are you here? But that's not even all they say, because then finally they add, "Are you here to torment us before the time?" Meaning somehow they know that they eventually will not win. It's interesting, isn't it? In time, they will lose. They know God's power and God's love, which will defeat them to their torment. They know of Jesus' power and love. And so they say, "What are you doing here? Have you come to torment us now?" And all of that said, if you're following, you can sense it, church. That all, combined with that one word, "go," putting that all together is just a great way of seeing not just what Jesus' authority over the demonic forces is, but how it really works. Because we say things like, "Jesus has all authority over evil and demons," but what does that mean? Well, it really means Jesus is God. He has always been God, the Son of God. And the demons are all fallen angels who know that. But they don't just know it, they fear him because of it. They hate him because of it. And it's true, they also know that they're not going to win. But man, until Jesus comes back and wins, they are evil and they're fighting with all that they've got to hurt whoever they can and destroy people like us. But we should take heart, because in the end, all it takes is Jesus saying one word and they're defeated. They lose. That's who our Jesus is.